Well, you have to assume that, you know, since the Torah says that's what you do, so whenever there's a mention of King Zerah, that's what they did. The Torah doesn't necessarily have to mention it. Now, in the book of Malachi, you talk about four of these Sairah men who were put sleeping. And actually, there is an explicit reference in the book of Malachi to four of these Sairah men that were sent out.
Also, if someone like yours discovers that someone has a Ross in their house,
Yes. There's another message that says, now that connects everything to Lashon Hara, that Hashem punishes you gradually. The first punishment is on the house, the next punishment is on the clothing, and the third punishment is on the
door.
There's no such thing as assumptions. There is no law of Saras that you don't believe you never make an assumption that this must be what it is. Okay, so let's assume that the Kohen loved Saras. Now, so he went to the Kohen. The Kohen says it's Saras. So what happens immediately is quarantine. The Metzora is quarantined. Now, quarantine, there's a big machlokas what quarantine means. At a minimum, he leaves the city. He must go outside of the cities. But according to some opinions, he's literally in isolation. According to other opinions, he can still be with his family. In other words, people can visit him, but he leaves the city. Why does he go chutz l'machane? So there are actually two reasons why a Metzora goes chutz l'machane. One reason is for our protection, and one reason is for his learning. One idea is that Lashon Hara is so destructive. It destroys achdus, it destroys communities, it destroys families. It's like a cancer that can destroy people. So we send him away as if to say, until you do tshuva, you cannot be within our community. It's like self-protection. That's what the Torah is saying. Get it out of the community. There's another reason to that. And the other reason is that we want the Metzora to know what it's like to be isolated and lonely. Because when the Metzora destroys achdus between people by telling gossip and Lashon Hara, he might think he's not hurting anybody. You know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. The truth is, the opposite is very much the case. A broken bone can heal, but pain, humiliation, shame, embarrassment is sometimes very harder to heal. You know, I remember Richard Nixon, the former president of the United States, who resigned, he had all sorts of things that happened to him. He was talking about being insulted and hurt in the sixth grade on the playground. The guy being president of the United States is still hurt by the things that happened when he was a child. And of course, all of you are much, much younger than that, but you know, I'm sure you remember hurts that happened a real long time ago. And I remember too. And still here with you. So, the chutz l'machna of the Mitzvah, Hashem is telling the Mitzvah, you think Lashon Hara doesn't hurt people, even though it breaks up friendships and poisons communities, families, you know, turn against each other. You should know what it's like to be alone. Know what it's like to be isolated. Know what it's like not to have friends, not to be with people. And then you will understand how bad Lashon Hara is. So the idea of chutz l'machana is both to teach the Messiah the enormity of his act, or her act, by woman or woman, and it's to protect the community from the destruction of the Messiah. Okay, so he's in quarantine. He remains in quarantine for 7 days. 7 days. Again, I apologize for the detail, but hopefully you'll find it interesting. On the seventh day, he He goes before the Kohen for a second inspection on day seven. On day seven, the Kohen looks for three things that make the tzaras worse. Number one, these are three alternative things. The first thing that could make it worse is that if there was a black hair, let's say there was a part of his body that had hair, the black hair turned white within the nega, within the white patch of skin, there was a black hair that turned red on the arm or something. So that's one siman of tuma. A second siman of tuma would be the nega grew bigger, it spread, it grew a little bit. And the third siman of tuma, which you might think is counterintuitive because it sounds like it's getting better, is in the middle of the white splash, there's a little bit of healthy flesh. Now, if those are called three signs of tumor. If A, B, or C, or, if I'm in, A, B, or C exists, then he becomes a mitzvah. He continues. Now, what if he still has the tzaras, but there's no A, B, or C? He is quarantined for another week. And the Kohen makes an inspection. On day 13, the reason it's 13 and not 14 is that the seventh day becomes the first day of the next period. And on day 13, the Kohen once again examines him for A, B, or C. If he then has A, B, or C, he remains in the tzaras. I'll discuss how long. But if he doesn't have A, B, or C by day 13, he goes home. Even if he has the leprosy. If he doesn't have an A, B, or C on either day 7 or day 13, he goes home. I'll explain what that is. Which means a person can go home, even though he still has the tzaras, if he didn't develop the additional sign of tumah by either day 7 or day 13. What if he develops the sign of tuma on day 7 or day 13? So then, he remains a mitzora in quarantine until the tzaras goes away totally. And then, when it goes away totally, he brings korbanos in the middle of it. Okay, so obviously these are halachas that are very, very complicated, and even what I told you is literally the tip of the iceberg. Some of the more halachas.